Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt from the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. If you're hearing my voice, then you have survived this year's shopping apocalypse. You braved Black Friday, sailed through Super Sale Saturday, lounged your way through Sofa Shopping Sunday, and have arrived here at Cyber Monday. Congratulations. You are a tribute to that great American characteristic, saving a buck. I am a huge fan of saving money. Why spend big on this year's Tickle Me Barbie when you can snatch it off a sale table? And why break the bank to trim the tree when you can pinch a few pennies and still toss tons of tinsel? I commend your thriftiness and hope that you have scratched the holiday shopping itch while saving enough to cover your rent or mortgage, put a few dollars away for the future, and still have something left over to celebrate tomorrow's communal pre-holiday event, Giving Tuesday. A relatively recent movement, Giving Tuesday is a global phenomenon of charitable efforts. Almost 117 million trackable dollars were raised worldwide on Giving Tuesday in 2015, which is an exciting amount of money given to charity. But honestly, compared to over $50 billion, that's billion with a B, $50 billion spent on Black Friday, it's not a large enough number to even create a comparison. Frankly, I don't expect anyone to give as much to charitable causes as they put towards a new wireless thingamajabber or this season's hottest whatchamacallit, but as we enter into the season of giving, I would like to think that we in Northern California have a better awareness of our blessings and more willingness to share them. Here are a couple of guidelines for giving which could turn this into a great holiday season which will make a lasting impact in our community. First, I'd like to ask you to think small. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing bad about large gifts. If you have $1 million to donate, I have an addiction recovery program that's just waiting for your gift to launch. However, most of us can't make that kind of contribution. What we can do is buy a duplicate of the toy we got for a nephew and put it in a collection barrel to help a family who can't afford to give gifts to their kids. If you duplicate and donate every 10th toy you buy for your own family, it will make a difference in our community. When you grocery shop, every 10th item, throw in one more of the same, then give those extras to your local food bank. Clothes shopping? How about an extra pair of gloves or a sweater which you can drop off at a local shelter? These may seem like small things, but if we all did them, we would be able to meet all of the physical needs in our region. Second, as we approach the end of the year, people start to think about making financial donations. Before mailing that check, check them out. There are plenty of sites dedicated to identifying charities who direct your dollars to those in need instead of overpaid CEOs. I am proud of the fact that my own beloved Salvation Army lands at or near the top of the best category in most of those lists. But if there is a cause nearer to your heart, find a good organization and support it. And if you only have $10 or $20 you can give, please know that most organizations could not survive without a host of those smaller gifts. You are the donors who make it possible for us to serve our communities and make a difference that lasts. Thank you for your help this season and all year long. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for today's KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.